All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode one of Checking In. I feel like I've wanted to do this for a long time. Over a year, probably two and a half. But didn't know what it looked like. I wanted to have a space on the public forum called the internet to talk. And I feel like I was really scared about doing it, because I'm acutely aware of my immaturities and my adolescence in many ways, and my ability to change an opinion on a certain topic or, you know, come back, say something, and then come back a year or two later and be like, well, I don't quite see it the same thing the same way. I don't see it the same way. This year has been such a growing year for me. It's been the year I have experienced the most growth in my life, I think. Mentally, spiritually, in my soul, in my mind. And I feel like I have such a deep desire to talk about things in life. I'm calling this space Checking In. That came to me one morning. I was thinking about class in high school and the roll call that the teachers would do every day. They would pull up this wooden clipboard and they would go down the list of names of everybody who was supposed to be in class, and they would call you one by one, and you would say, present, I'm here, I'm checking in. And I was thinking about life and being out of school and being this person in the world. And I was like, I want to wake up every day and I want to check in. I want to be present for class, for the class of life, for whatever I'm going to learn today, because I want to learn something. And so therefore, I'm checking in. I'm checking in for whatever may come hell or high water, or the best day of my life or the worst day of my life. I'm here. I'm present. And that is where the concept checking in came from. And it's kind of been this like multi-year life kind of motto of mine. Because I really want to be present on this journey of life. I'm going to be an old man one day, and I just refuse to wake up and say that I coasted through life, or there's years that I look back and I don't even remember, and what the heck happened and what the heck was I doing. I feel like there are moments of my life I had that, and I just refuse to have any more of those moments or any more of those days or months, and God forbid years of my life where I am not present. I want to be present. I want to be active. And whatever I'm doing, if that is being a member of my family or being a friend or part of a community or a songwriter or a creator of anything, I just want to be present. I want to be a contributing member. I want to be here. You know, I want my time on this earth to matter to the extent that it can and will matter, for what I have control, because I will be forgotten one day. But for right now, I'm just going to do everything I can to be part of the class. I'm here for class. And I feel like that is like, the older that I get has become more and more and more and more important to me, because this life is like so short. I feel like every day you hear about a tragic scenario in which somebody has lost their life, or a friend, God forbid, has lost their life, or a loved one, and you just are continually reminded of the temporary, the shortness of life. Life is very temporal. It's not infinite. We are finite beings, meaning we have a beginning and an end in this infinite world as we know it. We don't know specifically when time started, and we will never know when time will end, if it ever does. And so from where I start and where I begin, I'm here. And that has just been so important to me. I feel like I have, you know, if you followed my life in the past year you've seen, you've probably thought to yourself, what the heck is this guy doing? At the kind of, towards the beginning of the year, I kind of wiped a bunch of my Instagram posts and I just kind of took a huge step back from the internet, which is like the opposite thing you should do if you're like a person making music in the 21st century in the year 2024, when the internet dominates everything with music and art and TikTok and Reels and things I just detest and I just cannot stand to talk about it. Oh my gosh, and so I just was like, I just need to do the opposite of whatever I'm supposed to do because I don't want to be an artist. I don't want to be, if people look at my life and from beginning to end, the word is like artist or musician. I had a realization. I was talking to this girl and incredible woman. And she said to me, Ethan, I just don't think this is going to work out because you're a musician. And I took that. I feel like there's many ways that you can take that and you can like, you know, you can analyze that and maybe it was an excuse or whatever it was. It didn't matter. What I took from that was, holy shit, man. If people look at my life and they see from A to Z and the word musician is like the tagline, I've surely failed. I have utterly failed as a human being, because I'm not just a musician. I'm a human being. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I'm a friend. I'm like a person, and I just needed to like take a massive step back from all of that and dissect in myself of why I do what I do and what's going on, Ethan, and am I trapped in like some never-ending cycle? Am I trying to prove something about my life? Do I have a deep insecurity somewhere that I need to address? Like, what is going on? Why do I do what I do? I needed to figure that out because I felt like I had it, and I realized in that moment I didn't. I didn't have it figured out. I feel like everything that I was doing, I was failing, and I was lacking purpose and passion, and I was getting jaded, and I was becoming hopeless. And so I just took a step back from everything, and I just dove in, and I went sober for pretty much for almost 4 months. And I was waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, 5:30, and I'm journaling and I'm just diving into my soul and figuring out who the hell am I and what am I about and why am I here and what do I stand for and what do I not stand for? Because if I don't stand for anything, I'll fall for everything. You know, I have no, if I just go where the wind blows, who am I? I must put a stake in the ground somewhere and say, this is who I am and what I'm about. And I've spent the past, it's November, let's call it, 9-10 months of my life, just ironing out that question. You know, I think about putting a shirt on an ironing board, and I am just ironing it over and over because these wrinkles run so deep, and this fabric is so jaded. I just got to keep ironing that out, like every day. Who are you? What are you about? Why are you here? What is important to you? What is not important to you? And I've just come to not like the final answer of it all, but I've come to this realization that I'm a human being first, and I am a son, and I'm a lover, and I'm a fighter as well, and I believe in life. I believe in human beings. I believe in what we are creating collectively as a society. I'm pro human being, first and foremost. And more than anything, I feel like the what I want my life to be dedicated to is for this season of life, for the next foreseeable future, is I just love a good story. Oh my gosh, man. I feel like I've just fallen in love with good stories. And I think that the medium has always been music, because I grew up playing music, you know, since I was 10 years old. My dad is a preacher, and I just started playing in church the moment I could. Before I ever could play four chords, I was on stage and I was just muted, and I was playing along, playing to figure it out. And there was just a few guys that just were like, oh man, well, this is how you play this song, this is how you play that. And like, pretty soon, you know, a year or two, three in, I'm jamming, you know, I know what's going on. I can hear, I know when I'm hitting it right, and I know when I'm messing it up. And music was just the great escape of my life, the great love of my life. Especially being homeschooled, I didn't really have many friends. It was just, I would just come home, I would be home, and I would just play music. And then when I started going to high school, I was a pretty strong outcast, I feel like, in school. I still didn't have many friends, and I played sports, but I would come home from sports, and you're in a town in way out in the middle of Oklahoma, and the population is like 1,600 people, and your graduating class is like 35, and you don't have a car, and you have hay bales in your backyard. But what do you have in your room? You have a guitar. So you start playing guitar, and you have the internet and what it was in, you know, 2013, 2012, 2014, and you have YouTube, and you have John Mayer, and you are like, whoa, what is this guy doing? He's like writing these songs, and he's playing this guitar, and it sounds so cool. And I have one in my room, and I want to get good at it. And I feel like for the longest time, I was so fortunate to be so secluded in such a small town in Oklahoma that I didn't compare myself to anybody but the greats. There was no like friends that I had that played guitar really, or people in my church that really played guitar. It was pretty much just me. And so the only concept that I had of like comparison of what a good musician was like literally the greats. It was John Mayer. It was Chris Martin when it comes to songwriting. You know, it was so many of those people. It was the Beatles, you know, it was, you know, Fleetwood Mac, it was Elton John. The early 1975 even. Oh my gosh, I've always the moment I heard Chocolate for the first time, I was godsmacked. I was, what in the world is this? I've got to do this. This is so cool. I need to figure out how they made this thing so beautiful. And that's just been my medium. And I over the course of this year, I'm finishing up my first album, and it's way longer than I thought, and it kind of keeps getting longer, and maybe I'll have to shorten it down. But we're like 16, 17, 18 songs deep in this, of songs, all songs I absolutely love, songs I cherish, songs that mean the world to me, who are beautiful stories in a greater story. And we're about to start rolling it out. And I feel like I've come to a place where, okay, man, I wanna step up to the plate, and I wanna chat. I wanna chat life. I wanna chat art. I wanna chat music. I wanna talk about what's going on, and I don't wanna be a stranger anymore. I want you to know I'm stepping into the public forum to just put my thoughts out there, and you can listen or you can tune out and say screw you, and that's totally fine. I don't care, but I just got to do this for myself more than anyone. And so, yeah, we're checking in, we're making music. Gently is the first single. It was one of the last songs written for the album. Right now, it's the second and last song written for the album. And it's crazy enough, I don't even remember writing it. I don't remember the day that I wrote it. Looking back, it was just like not there, and it was there. And I don't know, something about that song, it's not even the biggest song, it's not the deepest song, but something in the song was just like, single, first single, rock with this. It was not the original plan, first single, by any means. It just kind of came up and was like, all right, this one it demands to be attended to. And so now we have Gently. And so, yeah, if you don't know, my name is actually Ethan. It's Ethan Roach, Ethan Robert Roach. My middle name is named after my dad, Robert Roach, a great man. I make music as Hey Boy. And we'll chat about music. We'll chat about the album. We'll chat about growing up. We'll chat about living in Oklahoma. We'll chat about being a preacher's son. We're going to chat about thoughts on art, great albums. You know, so I might even dive into politics at one point in time. The thing that you shouldn't ever talk about on the internet without being obliterated by in the comments section. I just think we got to talk about all things because we think about all of these things and we must face all of these things in life. And I just want to say hello, and I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm going to keep doing these. And I didn't have any bullet points for this one. I just wanted to rant and say hello and say what I've been up to. And yeah, we're going to have notes for the next one. And I'm just checking in. So.